Hold on.
I've got it.
He got it. He got it. Now, Jim, when you talk, it's coming through the TVs in the room, just so you know.
Okay, thanks.
Get on quiet. We can start.
I'm going to mute everybody.
Okay.
Hey Jim, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Linda.
Well, I can't hear the room now. I hope that didn't mute Charlie too.
Yeah, it did. I got to fix that.
Okay, thank you.
Let me call him. Hey Charlie, when I muted everybody, I muted you also. You will have to unmute. I think I sent you an unmute request. Do you know how to do that? Oh, okay. So if you see your name in the list, it has a microphone with a little slash in it. Okay, let me do this. I'm here. Yeah, I don't know what Okay, I'm going to ask everybody to unmute for a minute so I can go back in and get Charlie straightened out here.
The host unmute or what?
We got it.
Yeah, you're up now. So let me.
Just mute everyone.
Okay.
Okay, I want to go ahead and continue if you'll.
Yeah, so everybody on.
Put your attention back on me and not over here.
Everybody on the call, except for Charlie, mute yourselves if you would.
There are some drop-off times noted here from Monday, Thursday at 9 to 5, on Wednesday evenings from 5 to 7:45. And of course, on Sunday mornings from 9 to noon, you can drop off those. You need to have them in by Sunday, June the 9th. And they've got a QR code on this little announcement if you want to go snap a shot
Is
of
that
that.
little arrow it
I'll leave
right
it on
there?
the back desk. That will give you a list of the types of snacks that they're looking for. If you are ordering them, they can be shipped directly here to the church. Just put attention, Redeemer Kids. Otherwise, you can drop them off. And that's all I have to
How do
say,
I get it
except for our little
screen
announcement on the board that Mr. Bob put up here
this
for the
little
guests,
preview right here
for the guys,
a luncheon. Excuse me, breakfast. We're not having lunch. We're having breakfast.
I guess that is the preview.
That's right. We'll be there long enough to have lunch. But due to the fire at our other location, we'll have to go back to the IHOP to do that. So
I was there.
It'll be the last Saturday of the month.
Were you using one of the first? There it is. There it is. All right, just expand that, I guess.
Just got a clue.
There. I'm afraid to hit the wrong thing. Click.
Double click that screen. Okay.
What we have here is a
mayor
communicating.
There we go.
But you want this on, right?
I know how to get there now. Okay. Thank you. All right.
Good job, boy.
Hey.
Good.
Thank you.
Well, let's pray over this technology that will continue to work as we see it. Okay. Let's go. Father, thank you so much for another day that you've given us to come into your house this Sabbath day. Not only a day of rest, but certainly a day of worship that we want to bring to your throne of grace. And Father, we thank you for the love and grace that you do give us. And Lord, we thank you for the blessings of our lives that you have afforded us. And you've kept your presence with us in the up and downs of life as we have experienced it. Father, we thank you for this time that we've come together. We really appreciate Charlie's willingness to come and share our study with us. And Father, we look forward to that time. We ask you to certainly pray over this technology that we have, Lord, that we can continue to worship and study as we do. Father, we want to pray for our service, for our pastor, that he would lead the gospel message in a strong and clear message as he usually does. Father, again, we thank you for this day, for this Mother's Day that we honor our mothers. And Father, we ask your blessings upon each and every one of those. And we ask this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Charlie.
All right, we're ready to go.
We're ready to go, Chief.
Don, you look real nice this morning.
Well, thank you. My wife dressed me
good. You got, okay.
Is that good for you?
That's good. Thank you. Everybody hear me?
Yeah.
Hear me? Okay. All right. Okay. Well, this subject today is the Ten Commandments, as you see. All right. And study usually would be one commandment per Sunday, but we're going to do all 10 today because I know we have a very bright and knowledgeable group here. I know who you are. And
this is really the small class.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. It's a fast class. Have I done something wrong?
Nope.
Ah, there we go. Good. Okay. And happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
To all mothers. What a wonderful day. What a wonderful day. To study the Ten Commandments on Mother's Day. I can actually relate that. I mean, for all of you mothers, did you have any rules in your home when we were growing up? Some of them were probably commandments.
We still have those.
They just don't apply to the kids? Do they apply to you?
I'm the only kid.
You're the only kid. Okay. I understand. Going through this, though, even today, the word commandment is received negatively, you know, in our society today. How dare you tell me how I am to live my life? But what we have is looking back on the Bible. As you know, the Israelites have been 400 years in slavery in Israel. And God has decided to bring them out under his own power. He brings them out. He wants to consecrate these people to be his people. And he's getting them ready to be a nation and a nation for God. So that is the route that we have today. But the commandments, are they relevant today for youth? Anybody?
Yeah,
for our government, they still hang over the Supreme Court. Okay, haven't taken them down. They've demanded that they be taken down in other places, but they're still in the Supreme Court.
I think they're still in Louisiana, too.
In Louisiana Supreme Court? I wonder, I didn't check to see if they're in Georgia. They should be in all, because that's what our law is based on, as you know. And that's why we are such a great nation. Christians, why would Christians need the Ten Commandments today? Aren't we covered by grace? Can't we just live our life the way we want to? To get our forgiveness. Right. No, it's that. I told you I preach a little today. That word sin, I'm going to bring it up a few times. It's that word sin that creates so much of a problem in the world today. And the reason for the commandments is to reduce that amount of sin. Even for Christians. Yes, we are covered by grace. And God forgives our sins and our future sins. But that, as I have said before, you do not get a grace card that is a license to sin. Not as a Christian, I could live my life the way I want. Not how God intended it. Okay, here we have. This is a possible route. You know, for the Exodus. So God has taken his people out of Egypt, up to the Red Sea, parted the Red Sea, his people through, and now they have, it's about a 150 mile trip right now to Mount Sinai, God's mountain. And this is where God wants to communicate with his people. Now, this is one Mount Sinai in Israel that they say, and many people go there. That looks a lot bigger. It should be a lot bigger in my mind, but this is just one photo of it where a lot of people go and pray, being God's mountain, what he did. But we know we have an advantage, our generation, more than any other, in that we know Moses looked a lot like Charlton Heston. And there, from this, there was no doubt that he went up on Mount Sinai and came down with the Ten Commandments. Because there they are. Now, remember what happened when he came down? What had happened?
Golden calf.
People had gone crazy.
Built the golden calf. Just in a short period of time. I mean, for me, once he parted the Red Sea, I am in step. But we can see all that God does in our lives and things, and people have doubts out there, and they drift away. This is why the Bible is so true. It shows how people truly are, how they react. I mean, look at the disciples. They had witnessed all the miracles of Jesus, and one of them denied him three times. God is addressing that. What does Jesus say about obeying the Ten Commandments? In Matthew 5:17, he said, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill." Jesus is not wandering away from the Ten Commandments at all. He's supporting the law. We're just looking at it a little bit differently now when we have the perfect teacher. First commandment, you shall have no other gods before me. Pretty straightforward. You have to recall that they're coming out of Egypt where there were hundreds of gods, a god for everything. Now God had mocked them with the 10 plagues because those were all Egyptian gods. A god for everything. We have a lot of people that do that today that believe that. You know, we just choose a god. I made trips to Haiti, and their main religion there is voodoo. You know, Jesus is one of their gods.
Thanks for opening the glass.
Jesus is one of their gods because he is so. If you go there, you see Jesus on everything. They like it because people come down there with money at the time. We can't go anymore until things settle down, but he was popular. And he is in other religions too. But you shall have no other gods before me. And Jesus says, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. And he's going to fulfill that. Worship the Lord your God and serve him only. You shall not make for yourself an idol. Coming out of Egypt, there was a lot of idols. The whole scripture is the likeness which is heaven above or on earth or in the water under the earth. You shall not worship them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children, on the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing loving kindness to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. As I said, we could spend a whole day just on this one commandment. No idols. Jesus takes it even deeper. No servant can serve two masters. We think of idols as something that we buy and put up on shelf, or we have photos of, or something like that, but it's much more than that. Jesus goes to the heart of the matter. Now, as God has said, for either he will hate the one, love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth, for example. Some people, we do dedicate our lives to something else other than God. Now, it doesn't mean that we're not to be good at what we do, but for the right reason. It's to the heart of the matter. Where is our heart, where Jesus goes directly there. You know, he doesn't waste any time. He goes to the heart of the problem. He always has. You can get crucified for doing something like that. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. For the Lord will not leave him unpunished who takes his name in vain. Okay. I have gone to a movie, going in, got my popcorn. I get the big one. You know. My Coke, sat down to watch a movie that was recommended. And so much foul language came out of it, I got up and walked out. And it seems to be more and more that word today. And even using the F word is common everywhere and being allowed more and more on public TV and this kind of thing as society kind of gets on that slippery slope.
Even politicians. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We need to stop that.
Well, I mean, I think it just shows where we are today.
It does.
Yeah.
You're doing good, Sean.
Shall not take his name in vain. Jesus takes it to another point. He says to make no oath either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is the footstool of his feet, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Nor shall you make an oath by your head, or cannot one hair make one hair white or black. That's before hair dye. But let your statement be yes, looking at the heart of the problem, looking at character. Your statement is yes or your statement is no. You're not riding the fence. Anything beyond these is evil. That is taken. I swear by God. Really? Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Number four. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of your Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male or female servant, or your cattle, or your sojourner who stays with you. Pretty well, God says don't do any work, or anybody in your home do any work. With that, how many of you remember the days that all the stores were closed Sunday?
Yeah.
Except for Morrison's and Piccadilly. The restaurant was open. And you sat in the back of the church and you rushed out and beat the Methodists to the to the restaurants. But seriously, people took it seriously at a time. In this world today, everything is open. When Judy and I first moved to Jacksonville, Florida, there was this fabulous restaurant, grocery store called Publix that was just starting up 50 years ago or so. And their advertisements were, "We are a Christian company. We are not open on Sunday. Come go to church with us." But all of the powers around, when your competition does this, you realize that, you know, Publix is open on Sunday now. They're still a very strong Christian company, believe me, out of Lakeland, Florida. And they do very good things for their employees and all that you go into. But they're open now, whereas they weren't before. And a lot of people, what I'm told is that the number one grocery shopping day is Sunday afternoon. People are getting ready for the next week. It's hectic out there. Some people have to drive on 400 to go to work. Take your life in your own hands to go with that. But on Sunday, you know, Jesus says the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. This is a day that we seriously try and connect spiritually with Jesus. All right, because that was set aside for you. And I know that some days, because as I worked and all, I had to work on Sundays. You work for the railroad, you work when they told you to work. Or you didn't work there. But doesn't mean that I forgot that the Sunday was the Sabbath. And that I could make up maybe that time. Sunday night. Or something with it. What comes to mind is one of my favorite scriptures was Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. And this is the time that he has said, be still. We're always saying, don't just stand there, do something. And God is saying, don't just do something, stand there and know that I am God. And you have a God that won't say personal relationship just with you. Isn't that awesome? I can't do the Ten Commandments without Jesus right in the middle of them. Honor your father and your mother. Number five, that your days may be prolonged in the land that the Lord your God gives you. This is the only commandment that gives you a promise to it. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land that your Lord your God gives you.
Excuse me, a lot of people today don't understand that.
Well, true. You see, God knew as he's bringing his people out of captivity, out of slavery, sin is slavery, but he's bringing his people out of slavery, that he's got to make them strong with his commandments. And one of the ways to do that is to have family. God built the family for a purpose, and to strengthen that family and to have godly parents. I was very fortunate to. But Jesus goes even further. He who loves father more than me is not worthy of me. Now, does that mean that you're not to honor your father and mother on earth? No. If you love Jesus, you're going to honor them no matter what. Jesus immediately goes to the heart, spiritually, of where we're to be. And this is open anytime you want to ask any questions or something. No. You shall not murder. Pretty straightforward. God giving this command to his people. And the word is murder.
It's interesting that he gave that commandment to Moses, who was a murderer.
Good example, yeah. Can you imagine him coming down the mountain reading that? Moses. And it had to go straight to his heart because he was a murderer. But think about how God worked in people. That he chose a murderer to lead his people out. He chose a disciple who denied him three times to preach the first Christian sermon. But Jesus goes to the heart of the matter even more. Who is angry with his brother shall be guilty before the court. Anger. Why? Why anger? That's the seed, right? You have to get angry before you murder. Premeditated murder. It has to start somewhere. And so if you are fed the fact that this is bad, you know, and sin as this has so much of an impact.
Well, I think it's a lot of people will say this commandment is you shall not kill. It doesn't say you can't kill.
Right.
The big difference. God instructed
me. Yeah.
Yes, by killing.
Right. Right. Isn't it killing in a war or accidentally or whatever? But this is, you know, we're talking about your heart problem. is that you're going to allow that anger to grow to the point that you will kill someone. I mean, the example is Moses. He got angry at that person beating a Hebrew and killed him.
Can I?
Yes.
I don't know why this came to my mind, but it did. My father was murdered, and my brother, they caught the man and put him in jail. And my brother went to visit him in jail and led him to the Lord.
Oh, wow. Mm. Awesome. You see how God can turn something completely around from that? Yeah. I heard from a little girl that I knew when she was 6 years old, her mother was murdered. She was in my church. And going through this was difficult at the time, but let me tell you where Christ comes in several times in her life. I heard from her. She's 25 now. I heard from her just last week. And her statement was, I have been clean 5 years. And her mother was involved in drugs. She was murdered by a drug dealer. And we were able, not knowing me, but through an association and all, were able to get her and her, she was six and her sister was eight. And we were able to get them in first camp and then counseling. A camp for children whose parents, one or more parents have been murdered. Now, little did I know, I'm sorry, little did I know that there were also camps for other children who witnessed their parents being murdered. Jacksonville, Florida. Lucy. And it happens every day around us, these type of things. Sin has an impact on it. But God came back into her life. She wandered off at 13, ran away from home with her stepmother and dad, and got into drugs, got into prostitution, and was being sex trafficked when she was 20. She broke away and came back to God, and awesome story.
Charlie, how was she able to get away from that?
Actually they had moved her to a hotel in St. Augustine, Florida. And in the process of it, she broke away. One of the guys was chasing her, and she ran into a church. Kleenex. Here. Thank you.
They're clean. They just don't look this way. At least she knew where to run into. She remembered the church and what he had done for her.
Mm-hmm. So we have just around us. I'm not aware of some of them, but No Longer Bound.
Yes.
Work. With people who have addictions, and they ruin their lives right at the bottom. And previous church I was a member of supported them, and they would come and give a testimony, and usually it would be somebody who had fallen, would stand before us and tell them that they accepted God.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then there would there's another organization which stayed kind of hidden for these women that were trafficked.
It is the church at work.
What? Yeah,
well. Well, I mean, overall, church, God's people at work.
You know, we think of Johns Creek as being a Christian area. Sex trafficking in Johns Creek, very, very high.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I read a story, you know, two 16-year-old girls from Dallas, Georgia. Paulding County, I believe, and so they were on the internet, and they ran off. And people took them in Atlanta, and get exactly where, to a motel, drugged them, and for weeks they were 51 counts of rape. You know, that goes on every day. A lot of what the drugs are.
Oh, it, this goes back to abortion.
Yeah. That's premeditated too, yeah. I believe it.
Charlie, can I share just one thing? You'll remember this. We were on a trip one time. Charlie and I took our grandsons to the beach one year. Remember what I'm gonna say? With little boys, they have to go to the bathroom all the time.
Oh yeah.
So we get off the interstate really quickly. And Charlie's real particular where we stop, because if it doesn't look right or it's not clean or whatever, but we had an emergency situation. And we pulled into this Jiffy store type place next to a little raunchy hotel. And Charlie ran in first, and then I was getting the boys out because it's a, you know, taking boys out of the seatbelt, all of that stuff. So we went in and we went to the restroom. We were walking out. I think Charlie, anyway, he was still in there.
Yeah.
I was walking out with the boys.
Hold on just a minute, Judy. We have a situation here. Just have a time of prayer, guys.
Yes, yes.
Please.
Somebody call 911.
Charlie, could you lead us in prayer, please?
Yeah. Father God, just we feel your presence with us today. We just ask for your loving and healing hand, Lord. Be with us, guide us. We pray for the doctors and nurses that will be in charge of this case. We know that you're going to bring through this. And we pray all of this in that precious holy name of Christ Jesus. Amen.
Jenny Bragg is not here. Julie and John, she's nervous.
Everybody online, I think they've got a medical situation there and they're dealing with it now. Also from the slides, I know the slides aren't moving online, but That's just because of a sharing issue. But anyway, you can hear what he's being said. So I tried to figure out how to fix the slides issue, but we can't do that without stopping everything. So anyway, we'll update you as we know more.
I love you, sir. She's fine, don't you? Her boss is good, the doc says, and she's just fine. Yeah, she's still so good. No, she's actually up coming.
No. She's been hot pretty long time now.
Oh. Yeah, thank you.
Radio. Can you have a little board around? She's conscious.
This is one road should be good.
Yeah, he was trying to see the
I just heard it wrong. She just was standing against him, and then I just saw her head back like this. I just went, she wasn't responsive, and then she started slowing down. She didn't go up the very fast. And then she was.
Just stay right there, Janine. Just stay right there for a minute, please.
You got to rest still.
Who wants to tell me what happened? Okay, cool. Did we throw up before we fainted?
No.
After?
Yeah, exactly.
We love you, Janine.
You're gonna be fine.
We're praying.
Ah, things happen in a hurry, don't they? It's wonderful to have these type of services that we have here. Medical services. I've used them quite often too.
We need to hear Judy's story.
Well, she has them, believe me.
One of the things is the people online aren't seeing.
They aren't seeing the slides?
They're not advancing. They're still on the first one. Now, Wade probably knows how to fix that, but he just left. So okay. I don't know if you know how to fix it. If not, we just keep going like we are.
No, for the not the online, I don't. It's working here. I'm sorry that it's not advancing there online.
The way you fix it on your system is to go to the controls where it says share.
Ah.
And click that control and then pick the screen that your slides are on and share that one.
Okay.
You see the green share?
I don't. All I see is the whole thing full of
slide. Yep.
Yeah, slide. So how I get back to the? Oh, there we go. Where we put share down at the bottom.
Okay, now we're on slide with red that says everyone is angry with his brother shall be guilty before the court. Is that the current slide?
Yep.
Okay, we're ready.
Yep.
Next one. All right, just keep it on that one.
Your own?
Yeah.
You can use okay. those.
Okay, you can see this. You just couldn't see the full one. Is that right?
It was just stuck on the first one. Apparently, you lost the share in some of the actions earlier, but it appears to be on now.
You see a full slide?
I see. No, we see slide 7, 6, and 7.
Okay.
It's being on the right-hand side in a presentation mode.
All right.
Which will work.
We'll just stay there since everybody can see it. That'll work?
Yeah.
All right. Number 7, you shall not commit adultery. God building his family, and it's a family of God, a community of God, and nothing can tear a family a part more than this. God does not like it. Jesus goes to the heart of the matter again, just like with murder. You get angry. There's a seed there that starts that. Here, you're looking at a woman, or a woman could be looking at a man too. I'm going to put that in there. With lust for her, has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Famous Jimmy Carter said, I have lusted in my heart. Yeah. It starts in the heart. That's where Jesus wants to come in and do some work. Not just show, it's who you are. You shall not steal. What is stealing? Have we ever stolen? Jesus takes it to the heart again. If anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, let him have your coat also. Perhaps you have done something to someone, you have taken it away, and they have to come get it back, give it to them. Possessions are really not that important in our life. I've been to many funerals, like Billy Graham said. I've never seen at the cemetery a hearse pull up there pulling a U-Haul. You're not going to take it with you. I have a story on this, and just let you decide from it. It's many years ago, back when I used to use these green papers out of my wallet, and some silver coins to purchase stuff. You know, all I use is a card now. But back then, you know, had to have a pocket full of change and wallet. You had to have money. And I went into the grocery store and I bought something. You know, it was very busy. And I come out, and you come out and they give you, you know, your change and the receipt all at once. So they put it right in your hand. You know, so got that, and I stuff it in my pocket, and I got my groceries and go out and put it in the car. And then I sit down and I try to have to get these bills out, you know, put them in my wallet. And I realized that, you know, I've been given $10 more. I look at the receipt. I see that. I actually sit there and I'm trying to justify this, you know. They probably taken stolen that amount from me before with giving me the wrong change, right? And I'm really too busy to go back in. Maybe I'll make it up next week or something, right? But something told me no. So I go back in, and there's a line there where this lady is. The young lady, she's probably mid-20s or so, checking out. You know, and so I could go up to the counter, business counter there maybe, and do it. So no, would that just get her in trouble? Maybe. And so I'm going to go get back in line. That is commitment for me to get back in the line, to leave people knowing. And sometimes I'm impatient. But in this particular case, I went and I got back in line. You know, I just felt, I said, this young lady made a mistake. Maybe she had a sick child she was up with all night. And now she has to go to work. And so I know that she's going to come up $10 out when she checks out. So I waited in line. Only took about 10 minutes. That to me is eternity. And I went and I told her, I said, I'm sorry, but you overpaid me. Now, if I'd have gone off with that $10, would that have been stealing? Yeah. Yep. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. False witness. Lie. Jesus says, I tell you that by every careless word that people speak, they shall give an accounting for it on the day of judgment. Whew. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Bearing false witness. It could be passing on a rumor. Jesus goes to the heart of the matter. You're going to be judged on this, what you do. Gossip. And I'm not talking about both male and female's gossip. Is that true that you're passing on about someone? My goodness, look at the politicians. Went right up early. And the news going back and forth. Jesus could address this. He knew what was coming. There were a lot of false witnesses that would go and testify that he had done something that he didn't do. All right, we're at 10. We have to rush now. You shall not covet. Again, it's a heart matter. It's a heart matter. And God goes on with his word. I like the way he does this to continue. Your neighbor's house, you shan't covet his house, or his wife, or his male servant, or his female servant, or his ox or donkey, or anything else that belongs to your neighbor. Why? And who's your neighbor? You have to get into that. Anyone. Covet. If you want what they have, that's a seed that could cause you to do things wrong. These are tough, aren't they?
Yeah.
Aren't they?
True.
I mean, you see in my neighborhood, somebody gets something on their house and their neighbor gets it. And then down the line, they get it and add it on. Of course, Home Depot was glad that they did. But Jesus says, beware and be on guard against every form of greed. Well, that's what that is. For not even when one has an abundance does his life consist of his possession. You're not taking it with you. Things are much more important than that. So don't let it see. Jesus says, the scribes ask him, what is the greatest of the commandments? I'm going to rush a little here now. And Jesus says, the foremost is, hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one Lord. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love, agape, your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. Keywords, love and all. Love is action. It's where your heart is. But this is your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Doesn't leave anything out. It's your whole being that you should love the Lord your God. Pretty clear what he's calling us to do, what he's commanding us to do. Judy and I did a mission trip to Nicaragua, and on that trip, we went to this location. This actually is, you can't see it real good, but this actually is an active volcano. There's smoke coming up out of there. We had to, they issued us safety gear, which was a hard hat. This is not a lie, which is true, because every now and then it would blow rocks up. It would come down, hit people on the head. But the fact of the matter is there's a cross here that was erected by Christians many centuries ago because this was a place of sacrifice. Enemies would be brought there and slaughtered and thrown into the volcano. Children, anyone that they wanted to satisfy their God. Christians put a stop to it and they chose a cross direct across in that. And it's funny, you can see it for miles up here because it has light, and it's shown in both directions, east and west, north and south, so you can't forget it. And it is a cross because that's an emblem of love that God gave for us. Okay. So these people, to satisfy their God, sacrificed humans. We have today people that put explosives on themselves and go in and blow themselves up to honor their God. They sacrifice humans. We see where they put women and children in the line of fire to sacrifice them for their God. And it goes on and on. Here we have a God that sent his son as a sacrifice for us, for you and for me. And all we have to do is believe. While we were still sinners, Christ Jesus died for you. You personally, it's a personal thing. Okay? While you were on Jesus' heart. All right, I got some music before we go.
They released her to go home to serve
him. Do what?
They released her to go home.
Well, praise God.
She's still a little busy.
Okay, more technology here. I hope this works. Have music that playing. And I do want to say that those in this class that sing in the choir are the best singers up there. Okay. I love it. All right. Let's see if I can get this up now. No, that's not it. Can you hear that? Okay. Hope it's not too loud.
Waited and waited for God. He turned and he heard me.
I'm a work in progress as well as my technology.
Lifted me out of the mud, his own hand secured me. The Lord is my help. I will not be confounded. So I have focused my face like a flint. I'll not be ashamed. Lord, I come just as I am, without one plea. But that your blood was shed for me, just as I am, without one plea. But that your blood shed for me. Take the days that remain in my life, Lord, let me serve. While there is breath on my lips, I would proclaim. I long for your return. I long to see you face to face. I long to join the eternal song, communion of all the saints. Lord, I come just as I am, without one plea, but that your blood was shed for me. Just as I am, without one plea, but that your blood was shed for me.
I remember one night in the hospital, I thought I was dying, and my whole life came before me, and I didn't say to the Lord, I'm a preacher, I've preached to many people. I said, oh Lord, I'm a sinner, I still need your forgiveness, I still need the cross.
Just as I am, without one plea, but that your blood was shed for me. Just as I am, without one plea, but that your blood shed for me.
Okay. All right, everyone. Have a wonderful Mother's Day. Let me say a prayer for everyone, and we will be dismissed. Father God, just appreciate the privilege that we have of coming together, Lord, to learn more about you, to allow you to touch our heart with your loving hand, Lord. As we go forth this day and this week, may it be our purpose to bring glory to your Son's name. For it's in that precious holy name of Christ Jesus we do pray. Amen. All right.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you.
All right. Sorry for all the technical problems.
Thank you. Very good.
Thank you so much, Charlie. That was a wonderful message. God bless.
Hey, Charlie, can you hear me? Charlie, can you hear me?
That was excellent. I appreciate Charlie and his lesson today.
Hey, Linda, did you get my text a minute ago?
Oh, I didn't check. I'll check.
Okay. No, I sent a note to everybody just saying that Janine has been released.
Yes.
Go home.
Yes, I did get that. Yes.
Okay.
I wish I knew how to respond on the site, but I didn't know how.
No, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure it went out.
Yes, it did. Several of them.
Okay, good.
We got several of them.
All right.
Jim, has there been any discussion of a room in the new building being set aside for a clinic for those of us that need medical attention?
That's a good question. I have not heard that. But
I wish you could bring that up for our age group.
Yeah, I will.
Because, like, you know, they have a clinic in a school where a person can be taken to be attended to.
Yes.
And So when I have my episode, I would like to be able to go to a clinic.
I appreciate it. Hey, Claude, can you hear me? Hey, Claude, can you hear me? He may not be able to hear me. There's going to be a meeting on the 18th. I'm not going to be there, but Claude and Randy and Jeff are going to go. And I think Linda and Gloria and Martha. So we'll get make sure that point is brought up. In fact, I'll probably send a note on it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, I would like to be taken to a separate room.
Okay. Good point. Thanks.
God bless y'all. I pray y'all have a safe and happy vacation.
I appreciate it. Charlie, you did a great job. I appreciate so much. Well, I'll have to end it, I guess. He doesn't know how to do that, probably. Okay, everybody have a good day. Happy Mother's Day to all.